are reporting back here from Burns Tennis Center in Waterloo with a state champion head coach, Sava Buschka. The Pella girls did it. It took everything you had, went 5-4 down to a super tiebreaker. Couldn't ask for anything else. It was a wild moment and a wild finish.
That is exactly what you want from a title. 4-4, down 6-5, or down 4-5. They fought off match points, Emily and Claire. And then when it came to be crunch time, they just turned it on. We come into that second set tiebreaker. They win the first 5 points. We come into the third set breaker after they take that off, win the first 6. They just found a different gear. They kept hitting. They kept playing. When the moments got tight, they stayed loose. We won it everywhere. 1-6, 1-3 doubles. Everybody, it was a total team effort. My gosh. And what an atmosphere. What an atmosphere. Both teams, both fans, just amazing. Because Xavier's a storied program. It's huge. They have quite a few titles to their name. And to be able to beat such a special group, knowing that they have the singles champ, it was special. I mean, every championship, I'm sure everyone says that, but boy, this is just what a group.
Well, and you had the inkling last year when you were in the Final Four. You were an assistant coach then, and it was there. You know, the girls had this hunger. It could have gone one of two ways, right? And all year they worked. All year they tried to get better, and it takes a special team to fight off what they did. Xavier almost had this.
100%. This is a resilient team. They've played so many big matches already. This group has played really a lot of varsity matches since their freshman year. Lost in the regional final, so just one step away that first year. Lost in the round of 8. Lost in the semis and in the third place match last year, and everyone was back. So that you could tell the difference in big moments all year, and they knew how to embrace challenges because we had a tough schedule. And even when you look at what happened with our postseason route, we had probably the hardest route to get here. And we just said, who cares? You're going to underestimate Pella. We're just going to go take this, and we're going to take what's ours.
It is so hard often in sports when you have so many seniors. The pressure is immense, and they did it. And not very many teams do that. They go into their senior year, and oftentimes it may be a situation where there's too much pressure. But what does it say about the character of the senior class to go all they've gone through these last 4 years, obviously the coaching change and all the above, to be ready on this day to give themselves that opportunity?
You know, they really enjoyed it. They enjoy each other's company. They have relished every moment available to them. And just talk about good leaders. They've brought in girls that, like, as they've brought in Bryn and Mallory a couple years ago into the lineup, as they started bringing in Claire, as they started bringing in these young girls who are here with us, who get to see them practice every day, they're just leading. And that leadership goes into everything that they do. They're just so coachable. Like, not just coachable in tennis. They, frankly, when it came to coaching the tennis, it was push them, make them feel a challenge, and make them better and stronger mentally. And that was a challenge that they embraced every time. They didn't shy away from it, saying, coach, that's just a bunch of talk. They took it, they ran with it, they applied it, and you saw it today in the biggest moments.
Claire Smock is having a week. She got the girls to the semifinals less than 24 hours ago, and now she's a state champion. She's got to go back in less than 24 hours and go play soccer, and has a chance at a championship there too. I know the seniors were phenomenal, but Claire is a special, one-of-a-kind athlete. For her to do what she's doing this week during finals, I don't think people understand what she's going through just to make this even happen. And she's the one that ultimately secured you the state championship.
Right, just what an animal. Like, this is we've had some amazing athletes in Pella history. Like, you just look at all the state champions that we have throughout, all the multiple-time state champions, even the other kids right now, right? But, my goodness, to play at a level, a 3-year starter on varsity, on soccer, a 3-year starter in tennis. She was dead. Last night, we waited a little bit to make sure she could ride up with us, and then she was like, my gosh, I am beat. But what'd she do when she got out of the van? She practiced. And then she got in some recovery overnight, and she comes in dominates her singles match, and then she comes in and in the clutchest of moments puts it away. Puts it away with one of our most accomplished tennis players in Emily. The two of them together, they fed off one another to finish that up. And yeah, you just can't say enough about Claire, and I'm glad that we get yet another year with her in the future.
Success breeds success. I don't want to talk too much about the future. I want to be in this moment now. Again, your state champions here, David Buschke, head coach, but girls tennis champions here, coach. And then last note, though, what's exciting is you get two other juniors up here who are alternates that get to feel this. It's going to be hard to get back to this point, but boy, oh boy, what a launching pad for what the future of the program could be.
Right. I think this is a chance for everybody to see that Pella is a successful program, that this isn't a flash in the pan. This isn't a good 8-year run. This is a program that's going to stay on the state stage, because even next year, yeah, we lose 5 seniors, but like you said, we got Claire, who will be able to lead by example by playing all these pressure points, high leverage matches. Our sophomore Abby Heatbrink, our junior Sydney Naminga, and then plus we just have a bunch of other kids with varsity experience. We're going to end up, I think, with about 16-17 letter winners this year, and that's either because you're a senior or because you played a varsity match, and most of those are because they played varsity matches. So we have, I think that, will we take a small step? Maybe, because this is just a special, special group. But we are still gonna be a force next year, and I think you gotta be ready to see Pella advancing through the state tournament again next year.
David Buschke, your head coach of the Class 1A state champions, go enjoy.
Thanks, I'm looking forward to enjoying every moment here.